and it looks like we're heading back to North Korea. North Korea just recently threatened war against the U.S. because John McCain called Kim Jong-un a crazy fat kid. North Korea is fired up again, once again, threatening all-out war with the U.S. What set them off this time? According to reports, a top U.S. senator, John McCain just called their leader, Kim Jong-un, a crazy fat kid. The report reveals that Senator John McCain made the inflammatory remarks while reportedly discussing what to do with the tubby tyrant following recent ballistic missile tests and repeated threats made to destroy the U.S. Now also, we have an ex-CIA chief who says the U.S. needs to consider nuclear attack on North Korea if necessary. This was posted today on Yonhap. The United States should be prepared to launch a preemptive strike or preemptive strikes on North Korea, including a nuclear attack if necessary, before the communist nation uses its nuclear bombs that could kill 90% of Americans, a former CIA chief said Wednesday. James Woolsey, who served as CIA director from 1993 to 1995, made the case in an op-ed piece in the Hill newspaper, arguing that the U.S. is erroneously underestimating Pyongyang's capabilities to deliver nuclear weapons by missile, freighter, and even satellite. My goodness, there is so much rumors, so many rumors of war. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Going on right now. Just today, the question is, will World War III begin in September? Massive drills. Now again, these drills happen every year. But this time, they're going to be done at the same time, and there is a stark chance that something could happen because of miscalculations. Massive drills by both Russia and NATO sparks concerns over miscalculations. Are we potentially looking at a world war this September caused by a simple miscalculation? Or once again, are the elite trying to stir the pot when it comes to Russian relations? Massive drills are set for September, both by Russia and NATO, which have raised the concern by Western military commanders that a miscalculation could lead to a crisis or World War III. Recently, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea held annual drills, which were met with tension from North Korea. However, during one of North Korea's missile tests, it exploded on launch. That missile was aimed practically at Japan. A simple miscalculation could have led to war with North Korea and potentially China. And of course, we know how that would blow up. You see, we have this China issue going on that not really a lot of people are talking about. And of course, I just read you about how supposedly, according to Thomas Friedman, Trump is a Chinese stooge, which we all know is just a bunch of junk. But here is what's, according to the think tanks, what's really going on. Cold War with China, question mark. The Southeast superpower is overtaking the USA. And the most likely outcome is war. Imagine a world where China has been the king power for the past several centuries, rather than the USA. The world imagined would be one entirely based on communism. Recently, China surpassed the USA in economic, quote, power or size, but what the world is witnessing at this moment is the rise of China politically and militarily. We at the Christian Truther have covered heavily the foundational shift felt by the new Trump administration. However, more quietly being felt now is the rise of China. Recently, at the Harvard Kennedy School, a forum discussion, which included individuals such as former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, hopefully you guys know that name, and other individuals, took place. The discussion highlighted the fact that China is analyzing history to influence their modern-day politics. Also discussed was the possibility of a war between the two countries in what they call the Thucydides trap, which is where a rising power threatens to displace a ruling one, and the most likely outcome is war. And currently, China is making a massive military stance, especially in the South China Sea, but also in Africa. China is building a new base in Africa that creates significant operational security issues for the U.S. military, according to the Business Insider. The U.S. camps Lemonnier, a special operations outpost in a sweltering East African country, Djibouti, will soon have a new neighbor. China will open a new naval base, what is called logistical support facilities nearby, bringing the U.S. into closer proximity with a rival power than some officers have ever experienced. So how do we know that China is rising and, of course, trying to displace the U.S.? Well, guess what? A State Department employee is charged in making contacts with Chinese agents. Now, of course, this is not under the Trump administration. This was back in 2011. That's when it began. A U.S. State Department employee with access to sensitive information was accused of failing to report contacts with Chinese foreign intelligence agents who provided her with gifts in exchange for diplomatic and economic information, federal prosecutors said on Wednesday. Now also, you have to go back to the South China Sea because China is able to deploy warplanes on artificial islands at any time, says a U.S. think tank. China appears to have largely completed major construction of military infrastructure on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea and can now deploy combat planes and other military hardware there at any time, says a U.S. think tank on Monday. That basically, we're waiting for a deployment. Now again, back to Russia. You see, we have the left trying to keep us focused on Russia when China's sitting here building and, of course, building enormously militarily. One simple miscalculation in September by either NATO or Russia could cause a catastrophe, or one planned miscalculation could be the final straw. After the selection of Donald Trump, ties with Russia are not improving. They're stagnating. Also, a recent addition of Montenegro to the NATO alliance, approved by the U.S. Senate, is guaranteed to raise those tensions even higher. U.S. and NATO officers have raised concerns over Russia's annual Zapad exercises. Now, they're annual, keep that in mind, stating that it could create more tensions than they have seen in years, even recalling those that arose during the Cold War. So we're back to this same old stagnating tension. But this time, there's China in the background expanding militarily, politically, and economically. Of course, that's always been there, but never on this scale. You've never had China come out and say, we're going to create a new world order. We're ready to replace the U.S., displace the U.S. NATO and their Russian counterparts will hold a meeting Thursday of the NATO-Russia Council, the alliance announced Tuesday. Even though Zapad isn't on the agenda, the discussion will go over Russia's buildup in the region. However, the U.S. has also been building up its presence in the region as well. In January of this year, the U.S. deployed special forces to the Baltic states because of their fear of Russian aggression, not to mention the countless years prior where the U.S. stationed military equipment in the region. Now, if we keep going, historically, one calculation off and a lot can spark, right? Okay, well, historically during the Ukraine crisis, a jet was brought down over eastern Ukraine. MH17 was the jet. And the plane just so happened to look radically close to that of Vladimir Putin's jet, who was also flying at that time in the same area. While the West claimed Russian rebels brought down the jet, evidence showed that it was a Ukrainian fighter who brought down the MH17. The question is, could this be how the cabal will spark a world war? Tensions are through the roof, and disinformation is skyrocketing regarding U.S. and Russian relations. All it could theoretically take for the two nations to collide is literally one misreading or one strategically placed misreading. Now that right there, we're too close to World War III. For my comfort levels, how about yours? We've got a Cold War brewing with China. We're still in a Cold War with Russia. Relations aren't improving. It's stagnating. And still, massive drills around the world are raising tensions even higher. Are we potentially looking at a world war this September? That is the main question that I'm asking in this article. Or once again, are the elite trying to stir the pot when it comes to Russian relations? We know their agenda. We know how they want to get to that utopia. They got to bring down the old world order first. And it is becoming increasingly more evident that we are in a multipolar world order than ever before. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Going forward, we're going to be doing a show, which is what you're watching right now and what you're listening to right now on the radio, called The Wire on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. No, it is not live. I don't have that ability yet. We're working on it. Probably sometime in the near future, we'll somehow put it together. But anyways, I want to thank you guys for watching and listening, and of course to you guys who have subscribed to the Unlimited section of our website. God bless you, and thank you. Thank you for those subscriptions. They keep us going. We're being attacked from every angle. We're losing the ability to keep going. We have Google attacking us. We have other ad providers attacking us. Your subscriptions are how we are able to keep going. So thank you for subscribing. And of course, make sure you subscribe to our email alerts. If you go down to the first comment, there's a little URL right there. Basically, all the reports we produce, you can get access to them. It's totally free. All you got to do is enter your email. I don't trust Google's notification system. It's not working right. I think we all have well established that fact, that it's not working very well. But anyways, click that. It's free. Just put your email in. We only email once a day at 12 o'clock at noon. So I want to thank you again for watching. God bless all of you, and carry on.